Offshore gambling company ordered to halt Arizona business. The Arizona Department of Gaming, ADG, has taken action against Harp Media BV, a Curaçao-based company operating Bovada websites. The regulator issued a cease and desist letter to the company after an investigation revealed that Arizona residents could access Bovada's websites. According to the ADG, two offshore websites, Bovada.com and Bovada.lv, were allegedly hosting unauthorized online gaming platforms. Furthermore, the inquiry found that Harp Media allegedly breached Arizona gaming laws in three key areas, including the promotion of gambling, illegal enterprise control, and money laundering, all of which are classified as felonies in Arizona. Harp Media BV has been ordered to immediately halt all online and offline gambling activities within the state and implement measures to prevent Arizona residents from accessing their gaming platforms. Quote, "We are actively monitoring the evolving landscape of online gaming, and taking proactive steps like this helps us protect Arizona's communities and economy from illegal activities. Our enforcement team is committed to preventing unauthorized operations from establishing a foothold here. Arizona will not be a safe haven for unlicensed or unlawful gaming, nor will we allow unlawful entities to compromise the integrity of gaming within our state." Jackie Johnson, ADG Director. ADG cracks down on fraudulent schemes. Since September 2021, when Arizona officially launched its sports betting market, the state's gaming regulator has worked to foster a secure betting market and protect consumers. However, the activities of illegal gambling operators are not the only threat to the safety of Arizona's gaming consumers, as the ADG also grapples with fraudulent activities from unscrupulous sources. In August, the ADG alerted the public to a scam in which fraudsters pretend to be regulator officials to steal personal information and defraud individuals. According to the Gaming Authority, it uncovered evidence of scammers falsely claiming ties to the National Indian Gaming Commission, the Indian Gaming Association, and the Publishers Clearinghouse in an attempt to gain the trust of their victims. Residents were urged to exercise caution and verify the caller's information when receiving unsolicited calls, particularly those involving financial transactions.